This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosa. Some heated moments between the frontrunners at the Fox Business Channel's GOP debate in South Carolina Thursday night.
Ted Cruz defending comments that Donald Trump represents New York values.
Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
Trump saying true New York values were on display after 9/11.
And everybody in the world watched, and everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
Sniping between the two frontrunners has become more heated as their poll numbers get closer together.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. In the Atlantic, Hurricane Alex threatening the Azores. Hurricane warnings are out. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says it's very unusual to see a hurricane form in January.
It's not something that you predict, but it isn't something that you'd say, you know, couldn't happen.
Pasch says, in fact, this is the first one in January since 1938. FBI Director James Comey was in Philadelphia to visit Officer Jesse Hartman, who's recovering from an ambush last week. Comey says even though they're investigating the attack as a terrorist act, doesn't mean that the suspect has any ties to any terrorist group.
So far, we see no indication that he was part of an organized cell of any sort, and no indication that there is any follow-on plot connected to that.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it appears navigational errors what caused the Navy's boats to stray into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf when they were detained Tuesday night by Iran. He told Univision the sailors were not on a covert mission and were simply making their way from Kuwait to Bahrain. Entertainer Celine Dion's husband and manager Rene Angelil has died after a long bout with throat cancer. He was 73 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are times when people need a little extra money. Honest, hard-working people like your neighbor, or maybe you. And some banks don't always make it fast or easy. But finally, there's a company who gets it. Avant. You simply go to AvantOffer.com on your computer or phone to check your rate, risk-free, with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. If you need an unsecured personal loan between $1,000 and $35,000, go to AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code BORROW. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code BORROW. AvantOffer.com, promo code BORROW. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell this week amid continued turbulence in the global stock markets. The latest from Bob Agnew.
It was a second straight weekly decline for the rate on the key 30-year loan. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate dipped to 3.92%, down from 3.97. The average rate on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages eased to 3.19%. That was down from 3.26. Turmoil in international markets has pushed up prices of U.S. government bonds, depressing their yields, which mortgage rates track. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hyatt says it found malicious software in about 250 of its hotels that may have taken customers' credit and debit card numbers and other information. The malware was present between July and December at payment processing systems at its restaurants, spas, front desks, and other areas. Hyatt, though, does not know how many customers may have been affected. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Speaker Paul Ryan tries to downplay the possibility that the GOP presidential convention this summer may be contested. Details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
A brokered convention is extremely rare. In fact, the last one happened more than four decades ago. But Republicans will have to confront that possibility if none of the remaining GOP presidential candidates captures a majority of delegates. Speaking to the Hill newspaper at the GOP retreat in Baltimore, House Speaker Paul Ryan said discussing the possibility of a contested GOP presidential convention is, in his words, ridiculous. At the same time, though, he could not say with certainty that a brokered convention would not occur. Ryan might have to confront that issue head on. As House Speaker, he's also chairman of the Republican National Convention. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Friction between the Clinton and Sanders campaigns after Sanders released an ad suggesting Clinton wouldn't be tough enough on Wall Street. Team Clinton's calling the attack ad a violation of Sanders' pledge to only make nice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. It's NSA approved. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. If we're to get this country back on track, we need your opinion. It counts, okay? For so long, this has been the problem here in this country, is voices have been invalidated, and there just seems to be one side of the conversation that must be heard, according to the mainstream media. And this is blocking everything out. And this is why Trump, I believe, is gaining the ground and sucking up all the oxygen in the room, is because he's making a way for other voices to be heard. And these voices are absolutely critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Bill Fetter is with us right now, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc. They're a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. Bill Fetter, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, Bill, I've been looking forward to having this conversation with you. You wrote an article several weeks back about America, once a Christian nation, question mark. Boy, I'll tell you, we have let go of our heritage. I'm kind of leading the way here because I am specifically opinionated on this whole issue of our founding fathers and the very woof and warf of this country and how we've abandoned these core moral principles and the grave price that we're paying today and what the trajectory is for this next generation.
Well, it is. There's a communist tactic called deconstruction, where you want to separate a people from their past, get them into this neutral where they have no clue where they came from, and then you can brainwash them into whatever future you have planned for them. It's a sales technique. If I was going to sell toothpaste, the first thing I'd do is say negative things about the toothpaste you're currently using. Mm-hmm. You're using that old stuff, it'll rot your teeth, you know, eat the enamel off. And then you get repulsed by it, and then you're into this neutral where you're sort of open-minded with all the toothpaste out there nowadays. And then I can give you my pitch for this tartar control breath freshener stuff. And
exactly.
So culturally, they say negative things. Your founding fathers were slave owners. They took land from Indians, and the kids are repulsed by them. And then you get these students into this neutral, you know, view of what are all the belief systems out there nowadays. Then you can give them your common core push for LGBT or the Islam agenda or so forth. And this is a very effective strategy, but it's important for us to understand this when we look at that the founders in America, for better or for worse, they produced the freest and most prosperous country with the most individual liberty of any nation that the planet has seen in 6,000 years of recorded history.
Mm.
And so a republic is basically you get to be the king ruling through your servants called representatives. They are public servants, but you're the king. So
right.
If you don't like being the king, guess what? The rubber band's going to snap back into the hands of a real king.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, you know, you say for better, for worse. I only say for better. I mean, because when you look at the ideal of what our founding fathers came up with, I mean, they searched, you know, the world over in terms of all these different forms of governance, and they came up with this form of government, an upside down form of government comparatively, that said, hey, it's going to be about we the people, as you say. You know, we get to be the kings, not the other way around. And but if you surrender it, you know, the elites are happy to take over. And here we are today, an exact demonstration of our surrender.
Well, yeah, you know, there's a spectrum of power. One side is total government. The other side is no government. Total government, you get a dictator who, like a pharaoh, pours human life down a hole in the desert, you know. Mm-hmm. The no government side is anarchy. Everyone is doing what they want, and there's no structure. So it's anarchy unless the people have internal morals. Right. And but what empowers people to want to follow these internal morals? It's interesting, the very first nation that our founders looked at, they did look at English and the Magna Carta limiting the power of a king. They looked at the Roman Republic, which was a republic for 500 years until Julius Caesar usurped power, made himself dictator. There was the Athenian democracy that worked for about 300 years until Alexander the Great's dad conquered him. But ultimately, the founding fathers looked back to Israel. That's right, about 1500 BC, Israel came out of Egypt, and they went into the Promised Land. For those first 400 years in the Promised Land, they did not have a king. Everyone was equal before the law. And the law said there is no respect of persons in judgment. Rich or poor, everyone is to be treated the same, male, female, made in the image of the Creator. This is the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. Because wherever there's a king, if you're friends with the king, you're more equal. If you're not friends with the king, you're less equal. And if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason.
Right, exactly.
And so when there's no king, then the idea is there's no royal family to butter up next to. There's no caste system that you were born into. There's no, your life is worth more if you're useful to the state. No, everyone is equal because everyone's made in the image of their creator. So Israel is the beginning of the concept of equality on planet Earth. Israel's the first nation with private land ownership. All those boring chapters in the Bible where they did surveys and lots and divided up the land. You see, wherever there's a king, you never really own the land. It's always conditional of you staying on the nice side of the king. You cross him, he'll take your land and hang you.
Exactly.
But in Israel, the land was permanently titled to the families. If they got in a pinch and sold the land, every 50 years it reverted back. Israel is the first nation with no standing army. Where there's a king, he has an army to enforce his will. Well, in Israel, those first 400 years, there was no standing army. Every man was in the militia and armed and ready at a moment's notice to defend his community.
Exactly.
Israel had no prison system because the law said immediate justice at the gate of a city, and a city of refuge you could run away to. Israel had a bureaucracy-free welfare system. So when you harvested your field, you left the gleanings for the poor people to pick through. This way the poor were taken care of without some bureaucrat collecting everybody's money and doling it back out to those who can help them get reelected.
Right, and exactly. Israel had, and they had some sense of dignity because they went out and worked for it, right?
Yes, yes. There was no class of people that were the bureaucrats. Israel was the first nation that could read. This is interesting. If you look at history, Sumeria, Mesopotamia, they used the Akkadian language, which had Sumerian characters, 1,500 Sumerian cuneiform characters. 1,500 is a lot to memorize. And it was only the kings and the scribes that could read them because it was just to keep track of court documents. Everything the king owned, his decrees and genealogies and some astrological stuff. In Egypt, they had 3,000 hieroglyphic characters, and only the pharaohs and the scribes could read them. Matter of fact, the scribes kept the hieroglyphs complicated on purpose as job security. They were needed to interpret them. So when Moses came down the mountain, he didn't just have the law, but he had the law in a 22-character alphabet. That was so easy to learn, the entire nation became literate. Israel is the first instance in history of an entire nation that could read. Wow. So it was the priest's job to teach them the law. It was the priest's job to teach them to read so they could read the law, so they had a literate populace. And so it all worked. It was great.
Until
the priest stopped teaching the law, and it fell apart.
Well, and Bill, you know, here we are, and as we know, the next chapter of Israel was they wanted to be like all the other nations, and they wanted to forego the eternal king for a worldly king, and it came with a warning. God gave them a huge warning, and we're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. This is good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're taking notes. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. We've got more from Bill on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 14 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
At the top of the hour, Bill Federer is with us. Our conversation continues. The roots of our country, Bill, we were talking Israel and where they are in their cycle of development. As the book of Ecclesiastes says, there's nothing new under the sun, and we seem to be following the pattern of nations gone by.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Israel is the first nation that we have record of that ruled itself without a king. And another interesting thing is we have a U.S. Constitution. It needed to be ratified by 9 states. 8 had ratified it. New Hampshire was the 9th. Hmm. They opened their ratification conference and convention and stalled with a deadline. So the mayor, the governor, John Langdon, has a day of fasting and prayer. They get back together. And there's a message from one of the delegates. It was Samuel Langford, the president of Harvard, and he gives an address saying the Republic of the Israelites, an example to the American states. And this is such a convincing speech that New Hampshire goes ahead and votes to ratify the U.S. Constitution, putting it into effect.
Yes.
So the U.S. Constitution went into effect after this address, the Republic of the Israelites, an example to the American states. Well, what was the Republic? This was the 400 years before Israel had King Saul. Mm-hmm. And so they were self-governing. They had no king. It was all dependent on the morality of the people. And it's a spectrum of power. One side's total government. The other side's no government. Total government, you get a dictator, a pharaoh. No government's anarchy unless the people have internal morals. And well, the idea is, why should people follow these internal morals? Because everyone has this selfish tendency. Well, Israel had the key ingredient, a God who is watching everybody. He wants you to be fair. He's going to hold you accountable in the future. So you're about to steal something. You know you can get away with it. And then you think, God is watching. He wants me to be fair. He's going to hold me accountable in the future. Maybe I should hesitate with this stealing thing.
Exactly.
And it creates something in your head called a conscience.
Right.
So if everybody in the country believes God is watching, he wants you to be fair, he's going to hold you accountable in the future, everybody self-modifies their behavior, and they're motivated to follow these internal morals, and you can have complete order in society with no policemen following everybody around. It's
right.
Great. It's maximum liberty with maximum personal responsibility. But it only works with the God of the Bible. In Islamic, Allah God says, hey, there's an infidel woman there, you can rape her, it's okay. There's an infidel there, you can steal from him, you can behead him, it's okay. It's part of the... So it only works with the God of the Bible that says, do unto others as you would have others do unto you.
Exactly.
And so in Israel's case, it worked. And America's founders looked back to Israel as the first example of a nation that ruled itself without a king. And even Ben Franklin said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom.
Exactly.
But when we give up our virtue and give it to our passions and lust, then there's robbing and stealing and smashing of windows and mobs in the street. And then people say, government, do something to stop this random violence. And the government comes in with their militarized police and their armored personnel carriers, and they go house to house and collect everybody's guns. And, yeah, they'll restore order, but when the dust settles, you'll have just given up ruling yourself, and then you're back to a king.
Exactly. And this is where America finds itself today, in chaos. John Adams said that along the same lines of what Benjamin Franklin had to say, that our Constitution was designed for a moral people. And you let go of our morality, then you are, as the book of Proverbs talks about, you've lost vision, you've cast off restraint. You're like that balloon that has been punctured, and you're just flying all about in confusion. And this country, I think if there's any one word you can say about the United States of America in the 21st century, as of today, it is confused, Bill.
Well, it's, part of it is a natural tendency. Gravity wants to pull the satellite back down to Earth. Selfish, fallen human nature wants to accumulate power. But there are philosophers that have noticed this trend and want to speed it along.
Yes.
Named Machiavelli, Hegel, Karl Marx, Saul Alinsky. So let's look at Machiavelli. 500 years ago, he lived in Italy. Italy was a bunch of city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, and they always fought. And Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting. So he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means. the end of one prince controlling all of Italy. It's such a good end because it'll stop this infighting mm-hmm. that any means necessary to get there is justified. Lie, cheat, steal. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows and burn barns and create crisis and terror, the people would cry out for help. The prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribes. Nobody would know the better for it. And they praise him as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go on the back of the house that are on fire, and you go on the front of the house, sell them a fire extinguisher, and they'll pay anything for it and thank exactly. you for being there.
Sounds like ISIS, Bill.
Well, they apply this politically. Mm-hmm. And so the 45 countries fell to communism this way. They would send in agitators and agent provocateurs and community organizers and labor organizers. Their goal is to create a really bad crisis so that the people say, please, somebody with government and power come in and restore order. And so somebody does. When the dust settles, you'll just transition into a communist dictatorship.
Exactly. You know, we've exchanged God for man. And, you know, I had this conversation with, you know, Governor Mike Huckabee when he was running for president back in, you know, was 07. And I said, Governor, you know as well as I do, you know, this is a spiritual issue that America is faced with. And until we really want to deal with the problem, I mean, you know, whether it's gun control, you know, we've had so many people anecdotally talk about all these things and they beat around the bush. But it really is just, it's the core issue of our spiritual condition. This is the problem that we have. This is the sum total of the gun issue in America today. It is a spiritual issue. You can't have immoral people holding a gun.
Yeah, so it's a teeter-totter, right? So
mm-hmm.
you have one side is personal responsibility, and you get maximum personal liberty. But if you give up this personal responsibility and give into your passions and lust, then there's going to be chaos and crime, and then there's going to be this response for the government to take away your freedoms, and they'll restore order, but you'll ultimately have a pharaoh. This is what happened in Israel. And so Israel, the priests stopped teaching the law, and Eli, the high priest, had his own son sleeping with women in the tent of meeting with the Lord. There's a story of a Levite with a graven image in the house of somebody named Micah, and then the tribe of Dan comes along and steals these golden graven images and steals this Levite and says, hey, you be the priest for our tribe. And you're asking yourself, what's this Levite doing with a graven image? Isn't that against the law? And then you have this terrible story of a Levite with a concubine. The law said a Levite is to marry a woman of his own, a virgin of his own tribe. And here he is with a woman he's not even married to. So he's not following the law, much less teaching it. And he's traveling, and the house he's at is surrounded by sodomites. There's something about that behavior that indicates the end of a culture ruling itself. It's the ultimate giving in to personal passions and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so they're banging on the door. The Levite shoves the poor girl out. She gets raped and dies. Comes out the next day, chops her body in 12 pieces, sends it to the 12 tribes of Israel. They all get together and they kill the sodomites. And by the time you're grossed out, you see this line that says, every man did what was right in their own eyes.
In their own
Why?
Eyes.
Why? Because the priest had stopped teaching them what was right in the Lord's eyes.
Exactly.
And so we apply this. America, our founders, look back to Israel, and they look back to this self-restraint. Lord Acton said, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so as we see people give up their personal restraints, and we have this chaos, and then so you look at trends, and I hope I'm not skipping around too much, but let's look at Europe. Europe's gone from a Judeo-Christian past into the French Revolution with secularism and free sex and anything goes, the gay agenda, and now Europe is going into an Islamic future. And so a car goes from driving to neutral, then it goes into reverse. And so we see this happening in America. We're cutting ties. So the whole gay agenda, in essence, is a creative way to cut ties with the Judeo-Christian past. But once you cut that ties, it's a free sex party for a while.
Right.
But then Islam quickly comes in and takes over. And so there is this trend that we see happening. The whole gay agenda is simply a transition phase from a Judeo-Christian past into an Islamic future.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, again, I hope you're taking notes because you can see what is happening. And, Bill, you have laid it out so brilliantly, and thank you for doing this in a concise manner. Always great to have you with us. Bill Federer on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free from...
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world of...
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
America, Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We have the one and only Liz Peek with us, right-headed commentary on politics and economics. That's what your website says, Liz, so I believe you.
Thank you. Well, I think it is right-headed.
Well, yeah, exactly. And,
the opposite of wrong-headed.
Yeah, go figure, huh? We've had a lot about that. Speaking of which, the president spent a lot of time yesterday and the last couple of days. You know, we knew this was coming. In fact, it was anticipated that it might even happen before Christmas, that he was going to use his pen and his cell phone to enact another executive order on gun control. Is it a whole lot to do about nothing? Because at the
Absolutely.
End of the day, what does it do, right?
This is, you know, he labored and labored and brought forth a mouse. Basically, what he did was to further refine the definition of who makes a living by selling guns, and that sort of approaches, tiptoes towards the so-called gun show loophole mm-hmm. by eliminating some number of people who are so-called private vendors or whatever. And there apparently the Justice Department has been now authorized to use a wide-ranging series of metrics to figure out who is who needs to be regulated as a gun dealer. But and then he put some money into, or wants to put some money into, increasing the number of ATF background checkers, FBI people involved in those investigations, and some money towards mental health, which I think everyone is actually going to feel pretty good about.
Right.
Yes, it's you know, $500 million. But the truth is, I think we do have a problem in this country. We haven't addressed it, so I think that's a reasonable thing. But, you know, what irritates me always is the baloney factor in all of these statements and all of these policies. And what I really wrote about was this whole issue of the gun show loophole. And I don't know how much research you've done on this, but the truth is the president and advocates of closing that so-called loophole talk about how 40% of guns find their way to buyers through this gun show loophole, where basically private collectors and so forth come to gun shows and sell.
How did they come up with that number, Liz? That's
a baloney
ridiculous
number. It comes from a survey done in 1994 or 7, I forget which. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even actually conclude that. What it concludes is a great many arms are passed from friend to friend, family member to family member. And basically, there are numbers of studies of, for example, people locked up in Chicago jails and people incarcerated other places who have been asked, where did you get your guns? And pretty much always they're stolen or they're from a gang member, a friend, or an associate. Almost none of them gets bought in any sort of legal sense from a gun show dealer or even a store. So, I mean, it's one of these things like the meme that a lot of people are in prison because they just sort of smoked pot innocently and they got caught up in this dragnet. That is just not true. Most of the people in prison, if they're in on a drug charge, it's because they have pled down to a lesser charge.
Exactly.
And they have a rap sheet. People do not end up in federal, God knows, prisons or even state prisons because they casually used marijuana. But, you know, the truth doesn't matter to this White House. They're going to pursue policies based on these fraudulent suppositions and you know, just to make their case. And I think to me it's very sad because here you have a president tightening up the gun laws while at the same time pushing back against effective policing in urban centers like Chicago, New York, Baltimore, where there are hundreds and hundreds of gun homicides every year. And where in New York, for example, 2 or 3 years ago, we took 800 guns off the street because of stop and frisk, which now, of course, has been abandoned. And so the number of guns actually being taken off the streets has fallen by more than half last year. And so it's a completely hypocritical posture. So he can tear up all he wants, I'm sure, thinking about his lack of capability in addition to all those terrible bad children that were killed in Sandy Hook. That would bring anyone to tears. But the reality is, what he did will not fix it.
Yeah, it seems to me, and I'd say, you're right. I mean, you think about it, it is heartbreaking. But I couldn't help but think, you know, there was a lack of genuineness, and there was more affect to that, I felt. And maybe I'm being unfair. But I think
you are. I don't think anyone. I mean, give us 6 months and everyone's going to talk about what a wuss he was crying in public. Mm-hmm. I mean, the truth is, it was a risky thing if it was calculated. I don't think it was calculated. I think the man is beaten down. If I were he, I'd feel extremely oppressed by the egregious turn of world events that have spun out of control of the White House and that many are laying at the door of the White House. I mean, the Financial Times yesterday ran a headline, White House caught off balance again. I mean,
right.
That's by again, but it's like the eighth time in a row that we've read caught off guard, caught off balance, surprised by Russia going into Crimea, Russia going into Syria. Really, they just have no idea what's going on. And now you have North Korea detonating a hydrogen bomb for the first time. After several other provocations, Iran becoming really almost unimaginably bellicose and belligerent, the Saudis now provoking Iran, so that all the things that were warned about this nuke deal that would pit Saudi Arabia against Iran, guess what? They're coming true.
Exactly.
You know, look, this is a mess.
Yeah. And then we've got an arms race right on the horizon. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff, Liz.
Yeah,
and
you know,
the thing is that Joe Biden talked about this. The other politicos, you know, on the Democratic side, said that they had to be concerned about the lack of experience on the national stage national foreign policy of this president. And here it is. We've got 8 years of it. And this is going to be a long way out to right the ship, you know, for all the damage that's been done.
I think that's true, although I think a resolute, stronger U.S. president could very quickly remind the Chinese and the Iranians and the Saudis, et cetera, that we are still the greatest country in the world. We still have the biggest military. We fund an enormous number of these countries in one way or another. We can pull the cord on that anytime we want. We are not without clout. It's just that this president has refused to acknowledge or use that clout, and it has really damaged our standing. There's no question. It will come back.
Well, and that's the question that America has. Who is the candidate? Who is the next president to use that clout?
Well, I think there are people like Donald Trump, who's going to be pretty loud about it. But there are also people like Marco Rubio, who I think has really the background because of his many years on the Foreign Relations Committee and because he has really dug down on this stuff. I think his comments about the situation in the Middle East, for example, always make sense. He's done his homework. And hopefully if he is a nominee, which at this point looks less likely, but I still think it's a good possibility because I think people will realize he's a very good candidate to beat Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
He will surround himself by people who know something and have advisors who are helpful. And one of the problems of this president, as we all know, is he takes no advice from anybody except Valerie Jarrett, you know, and one or two other people. And that is a true statement. And you've read that now in the autobiographies or the memoirs of two or three of his former defense
exactly.
heads. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're making it up. I think this is really who's in charge. Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, and Obama kind of make all the decisions. And I'll tell you what, it's a very tricky thing for Hillary Clinton because either she associates herself with some pretty dismal foreign policy outcomes or she asserts that she had no responsibility and no authority. And probably both are true.
Exactly. Well, she seems to play it both sides, you know,
yeah.
when it works on her favor. I mean, and of course, it was interesting, too, Liz. Again, the question came up the other day with Chris Matthews. What's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist? And, you know, she's balking as bad as, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You'd think by now they'd have an answer for that, right?
Yeah, you would.
That's amazing. Well, we've got more to talk about with Liz Peek. We're going to take a look at the president's legacy and his brand. And some of this, people might say that seems a little desperate on his part to salvage whatever legacy is remaining. This is Bill Martinez, more from Liz Peek.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Judith Light. So there you are. It's flu season, and you're over 65 like me. You're having another busy year. So much to do, so many roles in life to play. But you feel like you might be forgetting something serious. Your annual flu shot. And before you know it, it's too late. It's not just the aches, fever, and chills that last for days and days. The flu can be life-threatening. Especially if you have chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease, which can worsen with the flu. Being active and healthy alone won't protect you. The immune system weakens with age, making you more susceptible to the flu. If you're over 65, ask about your vaccine options, including one made specifically for us. An annual flu shot is the best way to help keep the flu away. Visit the National Council on Aging at ncoa.org/flu to learn more and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccine options for people 65 and older. Again, that's ncoa.org/flu.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Live.
Yeah, we're going to get this country back on track. We better have the facts and we better have the truth. This has been the problem here in America with this top-down kind of process and model that has been thrust upon us. But it's our fault. You know, we the people. It's those are the three strongest words in the U.S. Constitution. You give that up and the elites are happy to take over all our rights, and then you wonder why you have the sense of enslavement that's going on, and you've been marginalized and your opinion doesn't count. But here it does count. It's most important if we're going to get this thing back on the right track. Liz Peek continues with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, can the president salvage any kind of his brand or legacy? I mean, well, roughly, 40-45% of the country loves this president. They think that he's the best president ever. And about the same number, roughly, plus or minus, says this is an absolute disaster. does he just walk away from that group of America and just says, the heck with them if they didn't get it?
Well, I think that's totally his attitude. Every time the country turns against one of his policies, he's convinced it's because he hasn't communicated it thoroughly, whether it's Obamacare, immigration policy, whatever. So he is not at all about to admit that he's doing anything wrong. I think a lot of what he does and a lot of what he's done since he took office has to do with how history will regard him as opposed to how he looks to people today. If you remember in 2009, I think it was, he had a whole bunch of White House historians, people who've written biographies of presidents, mm-hmm. come to the White House to tell him in their view, what made a great president. And I think a lot, literally a lot of what he's done since then has been targeting the future. So in his mind, checking a box on gun control is very important. Passing Obamacare is essential because that is the that was a very significant problem for America when he came into office, that we had enormous number of people uninsured. We still do have enormous number of people uninsured, and I would argue that the fix that he put, that he ladled onto the economy, was a disaster for job creation and economic expansion. But 30 years from now, people probably won't look at that. They'll just look at the fact that we finally had, at least theoretically, universal health care. So I think it's kind of interesting because, as you say, his polling isn't great. It's not as bad as you and I might think he deserves. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who are sticking to the idea that this is a transformational president, first African-American. Obviously, he's gotten the minority sympathy and vote since day one. And I think otherwise he just doesn't really care what the rest of the country thinks. And for, I mean, it is sort of interesting because, for example, gun control, as you probably know, really since San Bernardino, people now, the majority of the country does not want tougher gun laws. And yet, right. you know, he came into the new year determined that that was what he was going to push for. The other thing the country really couldn't care less about is climate change. Yes, polls will show that if you ask people, would you like to have, you know, policies in place to combat climate change, everyone says, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. But if you ask them, would they pay a penny or two more for electricity, forget it. That's not that
yes, exactly.
to them,
right?
right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
He doesn't really care what the country thinks. And I think it's also fair to say that he has been completely blindsided by the impact of his inert foreign policy on the condition of the world. And, you know, I think there's a pretty loud growing chorus of people in this country and around the world saying when the United States doesn't lead, bad things happen. And we've seen it in terms of the resurgence of a very pugnacious Russia, in the now increased animosities and frightening contretemps between Iran and Saudi Arabia. We see it in the sort of conflicted issues confronting NATO, whether that is going to be a unified body in terms of any kind of dealings with Russia, etc. And China. China has basically been, because of all the disruptions in the Middle East, free to build these islands, which are now clearly
yes.
militarized.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, these aren't good things. These are right. bad things that have happened on his watch.
Exactly. Well, Liz, so, you know, the thing I could say is the one thing about his administration, it has exposed all this. It has exposed Putin's, you know, clear ambitions. If anybody yeah. was ambivalent about his ambitions or China's or what's happening in the Middle East, it's all right there front and center. The challenge is you go back and you look at leadership. What does leadership do? Leadership will take you in a direction of where ideally you need to be. It's the difference between the ideal and the real. And I guess this is the conflict that we have in this country, is the definition of what ideal represents. For President Obama, Hillary Clinton, the ideal is represented by a bigger government. And, you know, and where we are right now is they're saying the government's not big enough at, you know, what are we going to be looking at? $21 trillion in debt before he's out of office. And they're saying, hey, if we had, you know, if we had 30, 35 trillion, we could really straighten this mess out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's disagreeable to kind of deal with the notion that we don't have money enough to fix things. But that is certainly the talking point. And we talked, I mentioned to you between in the break that I went to a lunch with Ben Carson yesterday.
Right.
And, you know, he was talking very commonsensically about the waste in the government, the waste in the government budget. It's very discouraging to me that no one really takes that seriously. I mean, when you think of the tens of thousands of empty government properties, for example, that are simply going to seed because there's no will, there's no urge to take advantage of it. There's no economic underpinning to the decisions made. There's no cost-benefit analysis to the policies rolled out. We actually do, you know, I was talking to some people last night about Mitt Romney. They had seen the documentary about Mitt Romney, which is a very appealing revelation of who is a seriously good man. Mitt Romney mm-hmm. is a seriously good man,
right.
And he is a seriously good manager. In all that time that he was running for office, all those years, you never had anyone come forward and say, this guy's a real SOB, he mm-hmm. treated me poorly. Never. And this is a fellow whose business dealings have impacted possibly
including the women in the three-ring binders, too, by the way.
That's right. I mean, which was he was mocked so much for that, but I totally understand what he was talking about. Anyway, the truth is, he would have been a good manager, and we need a good manager. He would have been someone who said, okay, let's take this. We have 600-plus agencies. Let's look at some of them which are redundant and get rid of them. Okay, yes, it means we're going to lose some employees. That's okay. We'll pick them up in the private sector, because I think the country would be so cheered by that, would be so uplifted by the idea that someone actually cares about their taxpayer dollars, because we don't see it now.
Well, you have Tom Coburn, former senator, who was brilliant. I mean, we miss him tremendously, but he's still out there. He's carrying a voice, but he reported that on the last Waste Book, $400 billion, that's $400 billion with a B, in duplicative waste within the federal bureaucracy. And that was kind of a quick brush deal. I think if you really dug deep, you would be really scared at the number you'd actually come up with.
Well, I really do miss Tom Coburn, because no one has really picked up that mantle of being the scold of Congress and the scold of the federal government, but someone should.
Exactly.
But you're quite right. He identified and targeted all those places where the government is simply squandering money. But here's the depressing thing, not to leave a depressing note here, but he did an incredibly good, his office did an expose on our disability program, for example, which was so horrific that it actually ended up on 60 Minutes. I don't know if you remember this, but
yes,
it was
I do remember.
Shocking.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
It was shocking to the nation that that this program was so out of control. There was such obvious fraud. I saw him about a year later, and he said, do you know not one subpoena has been handed out? Not one person's gone to jail for this. There was a county, I think it was in Pennsylvania, but I could be wrong, it was a different state maybe, where every single application for disability went to the same judge who, without a doubt, was on the take and was basically granting disability payments to an entire county. Well, you know, didn't anybody care? The answer
exactly.
is nobody cared enough to follow through.
Because they're not seeing it as their money. This is what drives me nuts, Liz, when they talk about the government's budget. It's the people's budget. It's our money. You know, I'll tell you what, on a brighter note, you know what we could do? With this government cycle, as you know, the last 30, 45 days of the fiscal year is absolute insanity, where coffers are being emptied out. You know what you and I could do? We'll go ahead and say we're going to freeze the budget 45 days before the end of the fiscal year. Could you imagine how much money we would put to the bottom? It would drive them nuts. But, you know, that could be a positive note in terms of savings in the government alone, just in how much money we would save by doing something like that.
I totally agree. It needs to be done. I hope the next president will do it.
Well, we need somebody with a vision and courage and one who is willing to fall on his sword in a good way for we the people in the U.S. Constitution. Let's pray that happens and that's the case. But, hey, we're the ones. We're the ones that elect him into office. So we can only pray that we the people wise up and understand what's
Get
on the
out.
Line. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, as always, good to have you with us. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day. We will see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.